This is a Hollywood Outsider weekly entertainment podcast, and this week we are actually not here. We're here, but we're not here. I'm your host, Aaron Peterson. Joining me today, my fellow host, John Davenport.
Hey, Aaron. I am also here, but not here, but maybe even here, or probably not even here at all.
And Amanda Sink?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Hi. Hello.
So this week, we're going to do something a little special. Now, if you're one of our Patreon supporters, which you can support us at patreon.com/TheHollywoodOutsider, got access to this, an extended version of this, a couple months ago. But for everybody else, we're about to play our whole cruise episode. So what that means is that the audio is definitely not optimal. It is...
That's a light way of putting it.
It was recorded on a cruise in an office. Like, the only room we could get on a cruise ship, because we had a cruise where dozens of people came together as a Hollywood Outsider, a.k.a. whole community. And we did a podcast episode where we reminisced and whatnot. And there are two, correct me, John, there are two spots in this audio where...
Yes, there's two.
Where we had to actually take the audio from a different place and put it into the recording. So you'll notice that the audio jarringly changes gears, and then it'll come back shortly after. So that's just the way it's going to roll.
So what he's saying is this sucks and deal with it.
No, it didn't suck. What's that?
Should we mention to everyone that this will also be available on YouTube?
Why don't you mention that?
Well, you know, if you are a visual type person, what I did do is put together for the show and for you guys, our faithful listeners, a video of what you're about to experience for your ears. But if you want to see it in person, or at least as close to person as you get, there will be a nice video on our YouTube channel that will have bits and pieces of our vacation and then what you're about to listen to, the actual show we recorded.
Huh? Pretty cool, right?
And my cool sunglasses.
Yeah, in the recording, you can hear that Amanda's wearing sunglasses. In the video, you can see that she refuses to take her sunglasses off because she thinks she's Maverick from Top Gun.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
I am not paying a copyright for that. All right. This is our 8th year anniversary. This was a very special thing that we did. We might do it in our 10th year. We might do it again, so like in 2 years. So keep your ears peeled. If you're a longtime fan, you want to go on a cruise with us, I mean, this is the kind of thing you can expect. Hopefully, we'll have a better room set up next time, but we did what we could. We were on their biggest ship, and they were kind of booked up for a lot of stuff.
It was a pretty amazing time. Yeah. You know what? I really can't wait. I really hope that we do it again, and I hope we have even more people show up with us, and you know, we get to hang out with more of our faithful listeners, because I just made so many great friends on this trip, and you know, the connections that we all have gotten a little bit stronger, and I really enjoyed that aspect of it.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. And it was nice to, we talk about this too, but it was nice to have the spot. Like, we had our spot to go to where, like, because you didn't always have connection to be able to talk to people.
Designated bar area.
You had a designated bar where people would play games and drink and have fun and talk. And I don't know, it was just like, it was like we all lived in a community together and like we're neighbors for a week. And that was really cool.
But the cool thing was, you go about your vacation and do your thing, and then there was just like a couple meetups that we had throughout the week. So it's not like, oh, we got to hang out with them the whole week. I'm not paying all that money. Nope, you don't have to hang out with us the whole week. And you don't even have to go to the meetups if you don't want to. It was a great deal on the price, and a lot of people wanted to go, so a lot of people went.
Really good deal on the price.
Yeah,
it was a really good time. It was a good time. I really love the fact that we took over that bar, too.
So the Hollywood Outsider, this is also 8 years. There's a potential for a logo change. John, you want to talk about that?
I mean, we changed some of our social media stuff and our logo. Well, I'm making it, and it looks nice, although there's some disagreement as to how much it looks nice. And nobody actually asked me to do it. I did it on my own, and then now I'm being punished for it. So it's fun.
You say punished. I say spiritually... motivated.
Right.
Creatively and spiritually motivated. That's what I'm going with. So this is 8 years. This endeavor's been going on. You'll get to hear a lot of the recollections and everything when we talk throughout during the audio you're about to hear. But I just want to say, specifically on the audio, you're going to hear myself, you're going to hear Amanda, you're going to hear John, and you're going to hear Scott Clark and Brian Williams, two of the original hosts, who reunited, obviously, on the ship for this. We do also talk about Justin McCumber, our one of our original hosts who did pass away. So everybody is represented in this audio. Is there anything you guys want to say before we get into it that you couldn't say on the ship?
I should have been drinking more.
Agreed.
Yeah, if they would have let us bring drinks in there, this would have been a much more fun audio and video because we all would have been drunk like we pretty much were the rest of the cruise.
Can you answer the question now? Why were you wearing sunglasses the whole time? Because we don't understand. And we were wondering, did you think you were that cool?
No, I just had them on. And like, I think I forgot to bring my actual glasses with me. And so I was just like, well, I'm just going to leave these on. I was kind of sleepy. I knew I was going to be on camera, so I didn't want all of my face on there.
Wait, are your sunglasses prescription?
No. It's just I like to have the glasses on my face because I feel like glasses on my face makes me look cuter.
Changed my mind. You're not Maverick. You're Goose. Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, you're definitely
this is Goose. Bullshit.
After the impact with the canopy.
Definitely Goose.
Yikes.
100% Goose.
Yikes.
All right.
I should have just said, yeah, I think I'm that cool. I know I'm that cool.
Yeah, and I wish we would have had it like after Brian and I and Tyler went on our ATV excursion
because we were
so
honestly
drunk.
Even if we would have been able to use the cocktail hour where we like so there was a moment oh god I don't know that we'd talk about this because I don't think it had happened yet. No, it did happen. There was when we had our cocktail hour and Brian was so drunk he showed up without shoes on after
oh we talked about this
did we?
Yeah,
okay.
We talk about it.
Yeah,
what,
because he was dressed like Mickey with Mickey on his shirt.
Yes, but where I'm going with this so is funny. We were all standing there and we were looking out this like window and there was this person on a balcony and they were like asleep on their table on their balcony from their room and you could see it from this cocktail room. So like we spent probably a good 20 to 30 minutes as a group collectively trying to determine
If he was alive,
actually, if it was a he or a she.
Actually, you know what's funny is I have that on video. I don't have the person in there. I accidentally caught this whole discussion on video, though, because I'm walking through and there's everyone staring at some poor person through the glass. And like I just happened to be like, oh, yeah, that's the part where the drunk-ass person was dead on their balcony.
That'd be a great thing to include in the video that you made, but people
yeah shut up I'm not adding it.
All right, this is just John's little secret, man. All right, well, without further ado, let's get into it. Thanks everybody for listening. If you've been here since the beginning, that's fantastic. I don't know how many listeners have been here from the beginning, but I know we've had a lot that have stuck around over the years, and I'm sure you have 1,000 choices or 100,000 choices, so thank you every week for coming back and listening to the show. We do appreciate it. Without further ado, here is the Hollywood Outsider 8th Anniversary Special live from the Harmony of the Seas cruise ship.
Courtesy of Wonderstruck Travel.
Welcome to the Hollywood Outsider. This is our, what is it? Special 8th Anniversary Special reunion tour cruise.
see what happens if you don't have a format.
Yeah, right? This is messing Aaron all up.
So this is the first time I think all of us, well, not all of us, but almost everybody of the Hollywood Outsider hosts has arrived together. Is that right?
Well, we had that wedding.
Came at the same time?
Oh, I mean for recording.
Oh, okay.
John, we're 45 seconds in.
Easy killer.
What?
Pace yourself.
Let's do introductions first. Now we have some guests because we're recording this from the Ho Cruise, which is dozens of us got together and are wandering the ship aimlessly, and we're put together by Brian Williams.
Brian just clapped for himself.
I did.
money.
So we'll go in order from recent to first. There we go.
Oh.
So introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Amanda Sink.
Yay! I forgot the whole pause for applause this time. I was about to talk.
What if nobody claps for you?
Right. It's probably going to be. I'm John Davenport.
And Brian Williams.
Yay! This is Scott Clark.
Yay!
And I'm Aaron Peterson.
Yay! No! Silence. Don't boost the ego.
You forgot to mention one thing, Aaron. We are on the Harmony of the Seas.
Yeah, we are on the Harmony of the... Well, what is which? I don't know what you want me to say.
No, because it's the hose.
Yeah. Oh, I just figured that out like
yesterday.
I'm pretty sure Brian said something when he first put this all together. It's the hose ship.
Yeah, but
we can give Aaron the credit for it.
I don't know if he did that.
Here's his timestamp.
I'd rather give Brian the credit.
Right.
And I do want to mention everybody who's here. So just scream your name really loud when we go around. We can start hearing more work back. Start over here.
Tyler Siever.
Jane Peterson.
Karen Peterson.
Grant Peterson.
Stephanie Clark.
Greg Shermore.
Mandy Sarver.
Wyatt Sarver.
Tracy Heinrichs.
TV Troy.
Gordy Davenport.
Okay. And if you didn't hear all those names, they were the people that were in the room. So I don't want to mention a couple things.
Stop hitting the table.
Stop touching your paper.
God damn it. I feel like I'm keeping your hands to yourself.
This is the first time you've podcasted, Aaron.
The paper is prickly, Aaron.
Who are you?
This is your life.
Welcome to our world.
That's the first time there's no mouth noises because he's sitting far away from the microphone.
Right?
Yeah. Watch your ums and likes, sir.
Shut up! So a couple fun facts I put together before we got in here, just so everybody knew. We have almost 2 million downloads total.
Nice.
Since we started. Woo! Between two hosts. Remember we had that first Podbean or whatever?
Yeah.
They suck.
Yeah. It took like 15 minutes to upload an episode.
Yeah, that was fun.
If it worked.
And then we've got 12 nominations in various podcast categories. One win for Best TV and Film Podcast from the Podcast Awards. Yay! Mm-hmm. We represented South by Southwest, Comic-Con, C2E2, Wizard World, International Film Festivals, and a bunch of other things. So that's like the history of hope.
There you go.
In a nutshell.
The hostry.
The hoster.
You should just freaking do this. Because really. you slept better. I shouldn't have ran this morning. It's just a couple things. First, let's go around. We'll just keep doing that. That makes more sense to me. Why did you join the home? Not necessarily like how you came into it, but what made you decide, I want to do this podcast thing, which can be exhausting for everybody involved. You know, it's a lot of time and effort. Amanda, you start.
Boy, this sure feels like we did this on a Patreon episode once before.
Okay, well, this is
Well, I did some podcasting for The Hollywood Outsider when we had Justin still as a host, and that was my first episode podcasting, and then started doing some more episodes of Remake This Movie Right.
Oh, no. I said it wrong. That's not what I meant.
What do you mean?
Why then? You joined. Like, well, why you thought, I want to do this podcast.
I was
going to
say, because I liked doing them.
Oh. All right.
Okay, well, good. Moving on.
No, really, that's about it. I enjoyed doing it. It was fun doing it. You guys are okay. So.
I love that we're like 5 minutes in and you're already shutting her up. You're like, Amanda, you said enough.
No, I feel like I worded the question wrong. That's all. I get what you
Why don't you give us your answer and then we can all figure
there
out what
go.
You're supposed
yeah.
to mean.
I wanted to do a weekly thing where it would be less pretentious and you could be involved in film and be a fan of movies and TV without being that annoying voice in the radio. And I thought it would be fun to hang out with friends and do that every week. I guess we'll go this way.
Oh, so it's my turn.
Now it's your turn.
We'll put it in reverse.
Yeah, well, please.
Aaron and I talked about it for like forever. I think we would like text each other and talk about movies and TV shows and stuff. I was like, you know what? We could just talk about this on a podcast. And I don't know. Podcasting in general for me gives me purpose behind my favorite hobbies. Like, I just, you know, I love movies, I love entertainment, I love video games, and now I kind of have a legitimate reason to do all the things that I love. I have, like, a purpose and direction instead of just sheer entertainment, and it makes me feel cool to be a part of something special, so that's why I started.
Yeah, basically, you asked me one day. I was like, yeah, I mean, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts with a lot of drive time with work and everything, and when you kind of approached me with it, I was like, yeah, talking about TV and movies. I'm all for it. Let's do it. So, yeah, that was about it. Pretty simple.
Well, for me, it was more of something to feed my other inspirations in life. So having these conversations with Aaron and Scott were a great way for me to just fill up my brain with more other things that really help me through the rest of the week to get to the creative juices going. And I really enjoy that aspect of it. And that's why I do it.
Okay, now I can give you a better answer.
That's fair. It's my fault.
It is your fault. Thank you for taking responsibility.
Are you still wearing sunglasses? Yes, I am. For every listener, Amanda's wearing sunglasses because she's too cool.
That's exactly what it is.
Beyonce.
Inside a conference room that has no windows.
Right. They have a lot of lights above us, though.
Did you drink too much or something?
No. I did have a lot of drinks yesterday, though.
I don't understand why you have sunglasses on.
Because I want them on. Why do you have to judge me?
I'm not judging. Everybody's
Why do I have to color your hair?
He judged you first because I'm old.
Whoa. Shots fired.
Anyway, all right. What's your answer?
Anyway, so I listened to The Hollywood Outsider for many, many years. I loved the community, particularly the community is really what did it in for me. So then you can be more a part of that, because in the Facebook group, if you're in the group, you get to interact with people who genuinely love movies. They love television. They love talking about it. Nobody in the Hollywood Outsider community is an asshole, so that's pretty nice. Or is it just this whole room that is? I don't know. But it was just fun. It was a way to talk about movies in a different way and not just build on what I had learned on movies, too. So I wasn't just saying, oh, yeah, I liked that movie. It was a way for me to develop myself more creatively and critically to say, this is particularly why I liked this movie. This is why I didn't like this movie. But here are a lot of positives and negatives for a lot of different things, and communicate with friends about that and get movies that are more independent out there and in front of my television too.
All right, this is just for Brian and Scott
because they left.
Jesus. Yeah, well, I mean, the other
quitters,
one,
you know why. So, Jesus Christ,
why did you decide when you finally left the hoe, and you know, we're not really mad, why did you guys decide to leave the hoe when you did, and what was the benefit, I guess? Why are you so joyous about it?
Why did you?
Wow, it sounds like Aaron's putting you on the spot. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, wow. Just say it's not me. Just say it's not me.
It's just, no. It's you. No, it's you. No, seriously, what made you decide to? Because I know it's a hard decision. I mean, hell, I've thought about quitting myself.
Yeah, I just, honestly, it was just a burnout. Every week after week after week, in special episodes. And what people don't realize is, while you may listen to an hour and a half of an episode, there's just multiple hours of prep time ahead of that lead into it, between format stuff, coming up with different bits, different whatevers, finding maybe an answer to a question that may not be just a top Google search on a internet search. So you want to find something a little bit different than everybody else. And
not to mention just watching the movies and
yeah,
and TV exactly. shows and writing the reviews and all that.
It's right.
Who has time to watch stuff anymore?
So it's yeah, I mean, it was just you know, with some other stuff, other things going on in the world, it was just kind of like, this is, you know, that was it. But always willing to come back for
Game of Thrones
or some other special occasion.
That's pending that your internet works.
No, internet's fine now.
Yeah. Now that you left.
Honestly, the last couple, we've had problems, but it ain't been me.
No. Yeah, that's what people don't realize. Like, we had, for every episode Brian was on before, there was constant, like, reboot, reset. That's
living, basically living out in the country with the bare minimum type of internet that was not very stable and stuff. So there was a whole lot of, yeah, frustrations.
For me, it was it became overwhelming, because as you guys know, I went and started off my own project, and I was trying to juggle both at the same time.
Hey, what's the name of that?
I wasn't going to bring it up.
You're wearing the t-shirt, though.
I am wearing the t-shirt.
He's wearing the Gaming Outsider podcast t-shirt to the whole outside.
Well, I'm not going to wear a black t-shirt on Caribbean cruise vacation. Come on.
Well, maybe you should have got that one in green, too.
I didn't know they came in green.
You can pick your color.
You can pick a color in these shirts. I made it that way.
Did you?
Yeah.
there was not. I was not privy to that information.
It wasn't in the brochure.
Right.
But I juggled.
Did you make a brochure?
No.
Get on that.
So demanding.
Click the link. That's it. Oh, look, colors. Bright.
Is that what it sounds like when you click on them?
Yeah.
He added the sound effects in himself.
He didn't give himself a green job.
Yeah, that would have been the kicker.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't make it.
No, I juggled both for a while, but then I got into a program to get my master's degree, and that on top of everything, something had to give, and I was running the other one. I wasn't, you know, just a host on it, and I couldn't really give that up, and I obviously couldn't give it the master's degree, so I stuck it out as long as I can. I remember, actually, Brian, because I was I had been talking to Aaron and was like really close to being like, I may have to pull the plug and step away. And then you did. And I'm like, mother.
Yeah. I can't do it now.
I can't do it now. So
he stole
around.
Your moment.
I know.
This is my moment.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So then he just did the casual back away. Right. It was like that Homer Simpson.
Going into the bushes.
But yeah, that it just became too much. I obviously enjoy still being part of the group, but it's nice not having the responsibility like I did. And
we've done a lot of cool stuff by being able to focus on that too.
Yeah, it's been nice. I actually just got back from LA covering E3, so that's our third year doing that. And boy, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, whew. I can imagine. And you're getting ready to start your own gaming.
Convention. Yeah, we're doing a convention out there in the Rockford area where we actually have three voice actors coming from LA. I'm talking to two game developers about bringing their game to show, and we're going to have for lack of a better term, like a giant flea market where people just bring video games to sell. But we're talking about like people that actually do this for a living, like they collect stuff and then sell it to the public. So first time it's been done in Rockford. We're excited.
That's awesome. Pretty cool.
We're also doing a charity event next month. We're raising money for people with disabilities. We're doing like a 24-hour gaming marathon. And all the money is going to go towards buying these adaptive controllers for people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to find a family in the area to raise money for that. And people will be able to win prizes and come play games for 24 hours if they want to.
Including
That's
here.
Cool.
Yeah. Chris from my show is bringing like
you
a
You just
bunch
call
of...
it like Tuesday?
No, 24 hours is a long time, man. Yeah. We've done the Black Friday thing for like 16 hours, and that was
a lot of alcohol helped us get through that, though.
Yeah, I can't do alcohol. It'll make me fall asleep.
And also get your hair buzzed.
Yeah. One time that happened, I can pull off Dominic Toretto.
There's not a really. Photo somewhere.
Yeah. What was the bet last year? You wanted to like
wax. I wanted to wax somebody's legs.
That wasn't happening.
Or chest. Yeah. Chest would be preferable because I feel like it would hurt a little bit more.
That'd be really awkward.
I've had my legs waxed before. It's not a big deal.
No?
No.
Okay, well, then you got to come Black Friday so I can have this
happen. Don't you just like flypaper and just like...
Pretty much. Flypaper. I mean, whatever you can get your hands on. Kind of thing, right? I mean, Scott and I wax our nose hairs.
Yeah.
You wax your nose hairs?
Yeah.
That's when you're old.
Ow!
You can breathe better.
Right. Also, it helps because, like, as you get older, like, the nose hairs just start coming out when you breathe.
Oh, I've seen
those.
And
it's like a party favor. It's like... And you think it's fun, but it's like everyone else around you is like, what is happening right now?
You've got tarantulas living in your
right.
room.
Right.
It's tarantulas living in your room.
It's really nice, though.
This
Once deviated. You do it, you never want to go back.
Yeah.
I did not see this going that
way. Nose waxing.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Who knew?
I've never waxed my nose, so I'm kind of curious now.
It's fun. Like the place I go, the guy pulls on those things, yanks right out. And you think it's going to hurt, but really it just like frees up some brain space.
Did you take an anatomy class?
Yes, I did actually.
I do it myself.
Did you pass?
I can show you how if you want to.
Sure.
I want to record this. I want to be witness to this.
We actually had like Thanksgiving 1 year. My wife's uncle had me do it for him. We got video of me. Yeah.
That's just weird.
Our family's weird.
It was like Christmas or something?
It was Thanksgiving. He had it in the kitchen. Just like,
okay. Is the turkey ready? Nope. Sounds like fun.
Gotta keep ourselves busy somehow.
This is what happens when you have a
format. This is fun.
I've got a basic format. It's just not like a normal idea.
He just didn't share it with any of us.
Yeah.
No. Well, because then everything would be all scripted and prepared.
Exactly how you like every other episode, you mean?
That and I'm on vacation, so I derail everything whenever I get a chance.
Favorite Ho memory of any kind? Doesn't
I thought you were going to say member. I was like, ooh, this is going to get interesting.
No.
I like that Scott Clark guy. He's great.
Yeah. No, favorite Ho memory, and it doesn't have to be an episode you were on or anything else, or it just could be the experience, anything else. Favorite Ho overall memories, like the first thing popped in your head.
Like from an actual episode, or just
no? He just said not from.
just explain. Let's back up. Let's rewind the tape. Any memory of any kind that has to do with the Hollywood Outsider, in any respect, it could be anything. Manny, you can go first. Oh, John, you can go first. You'll be quicker.
The first time I saw somebody wearing one of the T-shirts at a time for the Ho.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Like when, like I think Paula Francine posted the first picture of her wearing the Deadpool shirt, where Deadpool's in the hearts.
Which you can't get anymore.
What's that?
That you can't buy anymore.
You can still buy.
Oh, can you? Like, yeah. like
go to T Public or go to thehollywoodoutsider.com.
We just keep putting it back up there with different hashtags on it. But yeah, the first time I saw her wearing that in a picture, I thought that was a great moment.
Cool. No, for me, it was being mistaken for part of the movie crew. My first time.
Yeah.
Tell the story, because unless you listen to Patreon, you wouldn't know the story.
First trip to South by Southwest. I wasn't really sure on what to do. Thought I was a little special. Said, hey, I got my press pass. Where do I need to go? They sent me to talk to another guy who was outside one of the theaters. I talked to him. He said, it'll be a couple hours. I'll come get you when it's ready. I said, okay. So he comes by and he keeps asking me questions about the rest of the crew, like the directors, the actors, who's showing up, blah, blah, blah. I was completely honest. I had no idea when or if they would show up because I'm not a part of them. So eventually he asked me how many seats would I like reserved. I told him about 10 or 12. So I had a whole row reserved for me. And he asked me to do a sound check, so I got to do the sound check for the movie, make sure everything was good. That was interesting. So being pretty good at BSing was a big help with that.
Walking like you own the place.
Just walking like I own the place, that's right. So, yeah, a few minutes later, we're seating, and the guy comes up and he says, hey, we've got a problem. And I just knew I was busted. So he says, the original girl who was going to do the introduction has got to do something else. We've got somebody else here to do it. And, so anyway, I had to verify the pronunciations and all this other stuff. And of course, I'm just like, absolutely, you got it spot on. it was a Croatian movie, and I don't speak Croatian. So,
really?
I know.
You don't strike me.
Not that one anymore. So,
it's not awesome with the southern accent,
though. Right. I did get offered to do a Q&A after it. I figured I was pushing my luck far enough as it was, so I didn't really go with that. But the whole time this was going on, while I was in the waiting room, there was a couple of guys that I had informed on them what was going on. And every time Carlos, the nice guy who was unfortunately... had no idea what was going on.
And is now probably going to lose his job.
Well, it was a volunteer.
Okay.
It was probably a good one. Every time Carlos would come out and ask me questions or something about it, these guys would just about lose themselves. Because he would, they knew what was going on, but Carlos did. So it was fun. Of course, I was texting you pictures and letting you know what was going on the whole time.
This is the most fantastic thing ever because it's 100% true. It's not even being exaggerated.
No, and then for the rest of the trip, every time I'd see Carlos would help me. He would just let me just walk right into whatever he was ushering and everything else. So it was very VIP, way more than what I anticipated. But a lot of naivety and ignorance goes a long way.
That was a funny trip. That was a long trip.
Yeah, that's right. And that was it. I was completely honest. I did not know the answers to the questions he was asking. Because I wasn't privy to that information. So,
you just had like every great experience the first time you went to that thing.
Yeah. It was
it's like my fourth or fifth thing, and he had everything he wanted in like 15 minutes of going up. I already met backstage, I already met this, I already met that. You, man.
They're people here, and they're not this and that.
That's me, they're people. They were this and they were that. Scott, what about you?
I think for me, my favorite memory is some of the interviews that we've got to do. You set up an interview for me with the director for Video Games the Movie, and that was like my first big moment, because even though you set it up, I kind of put the format together. I led the interview, and it was just I've showed it to people that aren't even like big into gaming, and they were like, "Wow, that was really interesting to listen to and hear the passion." That and Tammy Starnock.
Never ending story.
The Childlike Empress. I got to talk to her. That was like a childhood dream come true. Like, I watched that movie 9,000 times.
I know. I remember that we got the email for that. And I called Scott because I've never read the story. Big fan. I mean, I like it, fine, but that fuck dragon just freaks me out.
And was like, I like children.
Hey. It's creepy as hell.
Well, it's creepy hearing you say it too.
Go watch that movie with that in your head. It looks like a pedophile dragon.
I like children.
But she loves that movie.
I
knew that, so I sent it to him.
Well, it was also really nice just to meet people that you see or have seen, and you just find out that they're legitimately nice people. She was such a sweet lady. I just loved her because, you know, you kind of idolize people in movies and stuff, and when you meet them in person, they're just like genuinely cool people. That was awesome. That's probably my favorite memory.
Mine is probably the first time I showed up to South by Southwest, because that was like the first legitimate film festival. We'd been turned down the year before, I think, and it was kind of we'd been to Comic Con at that point. I can't remember, but Comic Con's not the same thing as South by Southwest at all. I mean, it's great to be there as press, but it's a lot. South by Southwest is a legitimate film festival, and they take that very seriously. So the first time we went, and it was just me, so I didn't even have anybody to bounce. I didn't have the cool Brian stories. It was just me, and it was just an otherworldly experience, I guess, in many ways. So it was very surreal and something I'd always dreamed of. It's different to be there when you feel like, you know, because I put a lot of work into this, I really do, and to be there because of the work you put into it is kind of how I felt about it. That's the most rewarding part. So that was probably my favorite part. Because that's the first thing that pops
in my head. It's validation for all that work.
Yeah. So it's not just a bunch of people in the basement. So.
I felt that way a little bit too when we went to Vegas for the podcast awards.
Oh, that was fun.
That was a fun trip because even though we didn't win, but it was so cool seeing the podcast name up on the screen. Yeah. And we got to see a bunch of other podcasters that we knew, and then I got to just walk around Vegas and watch you gamble.
But poorly?
Yeah, because I was like a freak.
So I just started, here, you take a 20, you take a 20. Scott's like, you sure you know how to do this? I got this, Scott, don't worry about it.
I just remember, first time I'd been to Vegas, like, with just guys. And I'm like, I want to wake up the tiger in my bathroom. And Aaron's just like, let's just sit and drink and pull a thing out of a slot machine for...
See, this is what you always tell people the story. This cheap bastard didn't want to pay the kid to go to where it was more fun. So he's like, oh, I don't want to pay. We can go to Old Vegas where it's a lot more fun. And then he's like, I don't want to pay the cab fare. Well, then we're going to stay here.
I'll tell you. Well, now you just take an Uber and you'd be happy with it.
Well, they didn't have Uber then.
Right.
There wasn't a thing.
No.
That just came out of nowhere. Uber is fast.
Right. I prefer Lyft. If you want to get into it, Lyft.
This podcast brought to you by... All
right, Beyonce. Do you have something
to add? Ooh, I get Beyonce. That's a good combo right there. I don't think I've seen her wear... No, I don't. Look how pale I am.
Why is it going to help you about how pale you are?
It's because it's alarming.
It's really about the fact that you still are wearing sunglasses inside. And they're not even shading your eyes from the light. They're just right there.
They're not.
No.
And they're resting at the edge of your nose.
No, they're not. I just have a smaller nose.
See, audience, this is what happens when all of us are with Amanda. We start just poking at her until she turns into Beyonce.
Yep, that's what happens. Well, I guess my favorite experience would be, there's a lot that happened at South by Southwest.
Is right now one of those experiences?
No. Sorry, Johnny. I'm just kidding.
How's that make you feel?
We haven't finished the whole trip. What if there's something bad that happens?
The room next door is applauding, so I kind of want to know what
you're doing. It's not for you, Aaron.
I know.
Yeah.
And he's upset about this.
I want to walk in the room just to see the...
But when I went to South by Southwest, one of the coordinators there sent an email and asked me, because they have a list of the film critics and they can, you know, separate it by gender and everything. So they had taken a handful of us and sent us an email and asked if we wanted to meet with Alicia Malone, who is amazing. She's a film critic and she's done stuff all over the world. She just covered the Academy Awards red carpet. But she was really inspiring. So to sit with her and have like a one-on-one conversation essentially whenever I wanted to, and be, there was probably only seven people maybe, I can't remember what the number was, of other females in the room, but to be invited to that and sit down and talk with her and get to hug her and like just meet all of these amazing other women who are really far into the industry, but are still looking for ways to get past the barriers and get advice from a woman who's kind of been through it and been judged quite a bit, especially on her appearance, and figuring out how she's navigated that way through the film industry was pretty incredible. So that was my favorite experience.
Did she tell you that you could be her wingman anytime?
I would.
Which made, it just made great radio. Like,
right.
And going back and listening to it, I was like, aw.
Yeah.
That was.
That makes me really smile cool. Every time.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good time.
You can tell by my voice just cracking just then.
Yeah, smiles don't happen very often. For... yeah.
Are we still doing
that? Oh, yeah, we should probably take
that. Okay, audience. Anybody in the audience have a favorite home memory they want to say? Stephanie?
Hi,
you might. You might want to come up. I can't hear you.
Although I can't believe Scott didn't say this.
You could probably just yell.
Like any of the Christmas poems. How's that?
Oh, yeah.
What? The Scott Clark Christmas poems?
The Christmas poems.
Any of the Christmas poems.
Yeah.
That's not one of your memories?
There, it was a lot of work to do those.
Or the Chewy episode. I mean, honestly.
Oh, yes.
Chewy don't take. So John Chewbacca dick.
Who is that guy?
And pretty much all of the outtakes when Justin was still on the show, and you, Brian and Justin would just mess with Aaron, and
yeah.
You'd put them in there in the outtakes, like that was...
Let's get this shit to cracking!
Thanks, Steph.
Scott Calgaro showed up.
What up?
Halfway through.
Question is, any favorite Hollywood Outsider memories? Anybody?
Well, I mean, to this day... I still love Brian's Trailer Park.
I
ask him to come back all the time. It's like just let Brian record it on the weekend and just mail it in or something.
Mail it in.
he does ask all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll do one.
He keeps saying like, "Well, just have him record it, just send it in, and then you can just add it to it." I'm like, "What?"
Or remember for like 3 weeks you had Justin's coming. I think that lasted about a month.
That should have never gone away.
That's back when we were a lot more explicit.
Yes, we were. We earned that explicit tag.
Did you know once you have it, you can't get rid of it?
I did not know that. So you're explicit now?
Well, we've always been. We can't take it away. As long as one episode is explicit, you technically...
Because it's in your feed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
So really, when you tell us we can't swear on the podcast, it doesn't make... any sense because
you
can't
swear, just keep it to a minimum. No, it matters to me.
No, he gets mad when we say the F word.
Well, he gets mad when I say the F word because once it happens once,
it happens 85 times. Right? Yeah, and then it just becomes this motherfucker here, man.
Wait, I have a favorite home.
Okay.
Oh,
it was like a favorite home slash non favorite home, but when we met you for the first time and you came to Orlando, that was a favorite memory. But we all watched Magic Mike.
Oh, yeah, we did watch Magic
Which Mike. Steve Peterson hated with every single cell in his entire body.
That's my favorite day ever.
But the least favorite part of it was when you recorded the episode and you did that Magic Mike intro.
I remember I was proud of that.
Laying in bed listening to it, and I started to get through the first 30 seconds of it, and I was like, nope.
That's when you did the
Pony.
McConaughey.
Yeah,
McConaughey.
Yeah.
A lot of lawbreakers in here.
I think that was the moment where I was like, I cannot.
Yeah, she's on the other side of the house and she's just yelling at her freaking
like,
headphones.
Don't.
Nope. I'm like, what's going on in here? Who's in here? It's the podcast.
Do you remember that movie when we went and saw that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And Steve Peterson, no relation, was there too, and we all watched Magic Mike, and he was not a fan. Was not interested.
Hey, the rest of us had a good time.
It was a great time, yeah. But the whole time, he just... I serial killer crossed my mind a couple times. I'm like, he could kill all of us right now. And I really think he still wants to. He's very, very upset about that.
And to be clear, that was Magic Mike 2, Electric Boogaloo.
No, I think it was Magic. It? Was it Magic Mike 1 or 2?
It was Magic Mike 2.
I think it was 2, actually.
XXL?
It was 2.
2 was the better one anyway.
I haven't seen it 1 yet, so...
yeah, it was 2.
I say yet because I'm sure...
Yeah, it had to be 2 because it didn't have Olivia Munn in it.
Right.
That would have been better.
But you had Matt Bomer, and that's what matters.
Yeah, because it had that last 20 minutes of just amazingness.
Yeah.
The best thing that ever happened to my eyes, and Steve just wanted to fall into the floor.
That last 20 minutes when the whole theater got humid, and
and panties were being thrown at the screen that moment.
And Steve's just like, I'm unhappy! Pay attention to me, I'm unhappy!
That's an accurate representation.
Somebody just ripped off their headphones.
All right, so this I want to segue, same concept, but favorite Justin memory. Since Justin McCumber, for those that haven't listened in a while, that he's no longer with us. He passed a while. Yeah. It's been a while, yeah. So favorite Justin memory? We already talked about Chewy Don't Take. That's
yeah. No, I honestly think it's just the accumulation of me and him always pissing you off. It was, you could count on one of us almost every single episode. Waiting for you to take that breath. You get us quiet, okay?
Teeny.
Put your, you know, quit clicking your mouse pads, quit drinking whatever you're drinking, quit rumbling your Cheetos bags.
You're like on the edge of your seat just waiting for him to go.
And you can hear, and you can hear him go, bam. And I knew no matter what, I don't care how mad I would spend the next week saying I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. As long as I got Justin chuckled. That was worth it. That was worth it. So, and vice versa, he would get me tripped up with it as well. So, yeah, it was our little tag team against you quite a bit. So,
yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Guys, I'm tired. I just want to get through this. Okay. All right, no more.
He always had great outtakes.
Like, yeah, he did.
He really did.
He really did. For me, because, you know, he always liked to pick on me a little bit, so anytime I got to get one on him...
Well, especially every time you would just go into a corner and cry about it. Like,
well, yeah, at the beginning, I didn't have very tough skin. I still probably don't, but...
Well, and I think part of it was you didn't have a good understanding of that he was kidding.
Right.
And, you know, vice versa.
But but every once in a while, I would get one on him. There was one where he was talking about some movie that had the same name as a book or something, and I said, oh, you mean like... the movie that's like named after your book. It was a remember that one?
Yeah.
Hey, he just didn't know what to say. That was great. But anytime I could make him laugh, you guys remember the laugh, man? That just full body.
You knew it was real.
Yeah, it was real. That was like the best memory because like even going back and re-listening to it, I knew it was coming and I knew the setup of the joke and everything, and it still made me smile. So, yeah.
Well, in the episodes, whenever you would do is It's Been a While, it was pretty great. But my personal experience, we did an episode of Remake This Movie Right, which is part of Hollywood Outsider. Mm-hmm. And we did an episode on Buffy. And I have to say that taking a passion of mine and a passion of his and us being able to talk about the great things there, anytime I got to record with him, it was a lot of fun, and listening to him all the time was always pretty great. But he definitely made the experience of podcasting incredible. Like, the first episode I ever did was one with him and one of his friends. I can't remember her name right now, but it was the horror females in horror movies. And he just made every experience pretty great by being funny. It's a name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, if she's still listening, she's not now. She just unsubscribed.
The time I rewrote the lyrics to Cumbersome to McCumbersome, and he sang it out on the show.
Yeah.
That's cute.
That was pretty fun.
That's pretty cool. I remember meeting him at Comic-Con, South by Southwest, and we had never met in person. That was the first time we ever met in person. And I remember, talking to Brian about this, like, well, I hope this goes well,
right?
Because Justin, you know, we would get into it every now and again, so I'm like, well, I sure hope we can spend a week together because this could be fun. You know, it was a really nice time. I got to know him a little better. It's always one of those things where if you talk to somebody online, yeah, you know them, but you don't know them until you spend you spend a week in a hotel room with someone, you know him a little bit. And it's much more down to earth. It was so much more of, you realize so much of it as a on-air personality as opposed to his real personality. And then it's more of a, I use that as to cover my, you know, insecurities and stuff like that. Yeah. So you get a better understanding of who he was. And that was probably a very good thing for our relationship because I had a better appreciation for him by doing that. That was pretty fun.
I feel like anytime I walk out of a Marvel movie or a Star Wars movie, mm-hmm. I just sit there and I'm reminded of Justin. Just like think how much he would freaking love this movie. And
10.
20. I think he was getting 20s for. I mean,
how high can we rate these things?
Yeah, I mean, he's missed. Star Wars was like his biggest passion. He loved Star Wars more than anything in the world, and he would have loved 8. He, you know what I mean?
Oh, especially once everybody else started hating it.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are wrong. This is the best Star Wars movie out of all.
But see, just imagine if we had an episode with him to talk about Endgame. You know, I love you 3000. That just would have had him. I could hear him going, oh my God. You know, like, I could just hear it in his voice, even though he's not here. Like, that's kind of like his legacy for me, is anytime I walk out of a movie that I know Justin would love, is just remembering and hearing his voice, even though he's not around.
So now we're gonna play a game with the audience, I guess. Ooh. Yay!
Ooh, audience participation.
And we're gonna do it for each person, each host.
Why do you keep staring at me?
You're directly in front of me. Yours would probably be all nice.
We're just surprised you guys aren't in each other's laps right now.
Till later.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's still a whole rest of the day left.
It's a whole rest of the week and lots of alcohol on the ship.
Yeah, this is a week-long cruise. It's a long week, buddy.
It's a lot of laps.
You can make something happen.
I already know what that IHOP looks like.
Oh! Remember when you eye-fucked Jamie Lannister?
Gold star, Troy.
Yeah, I remember.
Remember when I told him that you eye-fucked?
Yeah. That's the part I remember, yes. Yeah.
I wasn't going to bring it up. I thought we weren't allowed to.
It's a true story.
It's a true story, unfortunately.
You're right. We are not allowed to.
But you did shake his hand. So
I did, and it's not golden.
So we're gonna go around, and I realize I'm the uptight one, so you can be as mean as you like. But we're going to say each host's name, and then everybody just give what the first word that comes to your mind for that particular host.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, for fuck's sake. A lot of pressure.
And it goes, we're going to do 5 rounds. We're going to do Justin 2. We'll start with him. Because,
holy cow. Yeah. All right.
So, and if you didn't listen when Justin was on, you can abstain. Just say, I abstain. So, but.
Why
so,
does it feel like a courtroom? I abstain.
Are you going to go around the room?
Okay.
I mean, anonymity.
Sorry.
We know your voices.
One at a time. I think one at a time because how are you going to understand who everybody is?
Say your name.
No, all right. Just yell them out. All right, so Justin McCumber, you can yell them out, I guess.
Just passionate.
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 Passionate is a really good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Moody.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong.
What's that?
Dirty.
That's true. I can attest to that.
Yeah. He's got an opinion.
Yeah.
Dirty as in naughty, right? Not just like he doesn't pick up his underwear.
Potato chips.
Oh, man, I forgot about that. That was funny.
Son of a bitch.
That might be one of my more favorite memories.
I forgot about that.
I know.
Whenever you just get bored,
I can actually just hear the potato chips in my head right now.
Yep.
We'd be recording and he'd just start eating potato chips randomly.
Are you eating potato chips again?
those are the best outtakes though.
Yeah.
Crunch right into his microphone.
Can I say grocery store? Is that
grocery? You gotta explain it though.
The one, like, Aaron was off.
That's
off
two words, but that's whatever.
Groceries. There, how about that?
There you go.
So Aaron handed the reins to me on an episode because he had to step away he was out for a week. And so I was nervous. I had to man this episode. I had to do the format. And I had to organize everything. And everything was going well until Justin didn't show up for an episode. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, and the wife needs me to go get groceries. And I was like, really? I go get groceries, and it like at the time, I felt like it felt like he was doing it intentionally because he knew I was running the episode and wanted it to fail, and that was how I took it. But yeah,
He just didn't want to do it.
He just didn't want to do it.
I just woke up later. I don't want to go. I'm going to go. I got to get groceries.
You were so pissed.
I was not happy. I was really mad.
Any other for Justin? All right. Amanda?
Hello.
Also two words.
Yeah.
Or is it one word now?
It's one word.
It can be one word.
Well, hyphenated.
It's one word hyphenated.
Yeah.
All right.
Buffy.
So really, you guys are just picking out what my favorite things are that I always talk about.
That's all you talk about.
Moisturous.
That's fair.
What's that?
Boisterous. Yeah.
Boisterous, yeah. Talkative.
Chatty.
Well, I have to say, she runs a tight ship when you're not gone.
That's more than one word. That's like a sentence.
Well, compliment then.
Okay. All right.
Well, I think the Buffy thing, whenever I see something Buffy, I tag you.
Aww.
First thing I think of
that warms my heart.
Yeah, anything about Buffy, I'll tag you on.
I feel that same way with Veronica Mars.
Yes!
Yeah. Every time I see it, it's automatically linked in my head.
I don't think you guys are grasping this one word.
They're responding the way I would respond. That's with lots of words.
I take every time I see Tom Cruise. Especially
no.
Oh, also Matt Bomer.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. That's right.
It's like, none of them get it. One word.
You reject your rules.
Welcome to podcasting with Aaron.
No more honorable mentions.
I am so sweaty. John Davenport.
Puppets.
Conversational.
See, now I can't take... people are talking. I can't understand, Brian. This is on you.
Deep breaths.
What? Who did...
Grouchy.
Oh,
I'm grouchy?
Actually, it's more like Grinchy, because he doesn't...
I was going to say, Christmas.
Yeah.
Conversational.
Reading.
Oh my god!
reading.
I gave Johnny a hug for that.
That's
one.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
Anybody notice that he hasn't stuttered this whole episode?
He's not reading.
He's not reading.
No, he doesn't. I'm telling you, he doesn't stutter in person. He only stutters on a podcast. I don't understand it. It's like the weirdest thing. It's a miracle of science.
And it's not like he's worried because his voice is being recorded, because we're recording him right now.
No,
it really is.
He's just petting
face
his dog. He strokes it like a Bond villain in the background. Like everybody else is talking.
Especially during Christmas time.
Yeah, that's true.
Artist, too.
Artist.
That was going to be
there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Creative.
Yeah.
Barco.
No, yeah.
Eeyore is not fair.
Eeyore is fair.
Dude, I think Eeyore every time.
Eeyore is you. You are
Look,
Eeyore.
Guys. Let's talk about this movie.
All right, wait a minute. Everyone's seen me in person this whole time. Does Eeyore sound fair in person?
Well, no.
We're talking about John the Podcast.
John the Podcast.
Well, see, John the Podcast is measured.
Well, don't be measured. Be
Stop measuring.
I have to be measured. Otherwise, everyone's like, he loves everything. I'm like, no, I don't.
You
I swear.
Love everything. It's fine.
Yeah, they give me the shit for that, so you don't have to worry about it. Just do it.
Look at Scott keeping me honest. All right. Brian Williams.
Oh, boy.
Santa. Drunk.
Drunk.
Witty.
Episode 200 still kills me.
Yeah.
That was the greatest piece of pod. That was 200.
It's 200.
200. 200.
Greatest piece of podcasting ever. Where's Brian?
Except the unedited version.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. We stepped away once or twice.
You were gone for 10 minutes.
In the middle of the podcast.
We thought he fell
asleep.
Needed
a snack.
Did he fall asleep? Or did he just actually step
away? Hey, guys, I'm back. What's up?
Like in the middle of a sentence. Miss? I'm here.
Theater. I can't even say it right.
Theater. Big A.
Theater.
Trailer Park.
Trailer Park.
Left it, yeah.
There you go. Trailer Park is a big hit.
It is.
Have to
unretire it.
You just email it in every time. That's what you got to do.
Or the box office.
Yeah.
The box office.
Yeah, that was fun.
Because you had ways.
I always
to
had some kind of a theme.
Yeah,
going through.
Like,
yeah.
Titanic sailed into third. Right.
Yeah, those were pretty great. Those were awesome.
Pauses.
Oh my god, you don't even hear them all.
Right.
Like in the final episode.
There's a lot.
Well,
because
when we first started recording and you had that crappy internet, there was like a delay.
Yeah.
And then like remember the Christmas episodes when we had to like all sing together?
Yeah.
And there was no way because Brian was always like a half second off.
Half second off, yeah.
All right. Friend. I'll give you a friend.
All right.
You didn't give him a friend.
Because well, he's a friend.
We're not friendly that friend.
Okay, all right. Just saying.
He's helped me out. Like, we became closer. We were already friends before that, and we became closer because of it. He's helped me out a lot with stuff with it. Not that you haven't, Johnny.
It's okay.
Weird.
Did you want to get in on the hand pile there?
Hey, we haven't heard from Sue in a long time. That's what I think of when I
What happened to Sue? You got the emails. Don't look at me.
We had this listener that wanted to return the favor. Yeah. To you, she would write in all the time, and as soon as Brian left, she would send in one like "Work Brian," and then just disappeared. I don't know if Sue listens anymore. I don't know. We haven't heard from Sue in forever.
Wow.
For a while, I was convinced it was just you, right?
It very well might.
And
still
now, now you're even more convinced because Brian's not there. Yeah.
And this week in particular, he is the cruise director.
That's right. Brian arranged all this. Brian arranged all this.
Yay. Nobody listening is going to understand that.
No, but I say that because you're all friends, obviously. Well, I'm saying I wanted to quit the podcast several times. And I think we only had one tiff where we fought. Like in all the years we did, when we were back doing it in like 15 minutes, we were fine.
Yeah. Right.
Is this when you hung up?
Yeah, I hung up.
You walked away. Yeah, and
I think it's the only time I ever have.
I shit my Easter basket.
I think you even like clarified because you dropped an FU and you're like, I'm not even joking. That's a legitimate FU. Right. Remember that.
Yeah. He kept me doing it, so that's why. Otherwise, I probably would quit. Scott Clark.
Boy.
Episode 4.
I couldn't hear you.
Episode 4.
Intervention.
Oh, yeah. That was so bad.
That was awful. That's why I friended you. One of the funniest episodes of your show was that.
The outtakes, though, they were something special.
Oh, yeah, the outtakes.
When you were completely drunk. That was the last time... That's when I banned drinking on the podcast.
Yeah, except for like centennial episodes.
Yeah, special episodes. Yeah. We would be drinking for this one, but they don't allow it in this room.
So right.
Right. What are you
gonna do? Next year.
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Is a Christmas movie.
Notice I didn't finish my thoughts on that. I just told you, Die Hard.
There you go.
Everybody else knows. Taco Bell equals Spicy Scott.
Yeah, Spicy Scott!
That was a fun episode.
I don't understand how that works, though. Like, how does Taco Bell make you
Taco
more fun?
Taco Bell makes me happy.
It makes
inside.
Him happy, yeah.
You don't understand. I love... When I went to L.A. this past week, I'm in L.A., which is known for its Mexican food, and we ate Taco Bell 3 times for dinner.
You monster.
I love Taco Bell, man.
What is it?
It doesn't help that the person
LA
went,
you
loves Taco Bell,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Well, I was with Zach, who likes Taco Bell even more than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just makes me happy.
That and Pizza Hut makes you
also
makes you pretty happy.
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It's like you're perpetually 12.
He has a bowl of cheese balls at his house, usually.
You saw what I ate at the Windjammers?
Yeah, here? I did see what you ate.
Pizza, chicken nuggets, french fries, hot dogs.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Colin Firth. I remember when I first saw you in the video, I was like, he looks like Colin Firth.
And I still don't get that.
Colin Firth?
I know, and then you changed your main pick to Colin Firth, and I was like, yeah!
Oh, I remember this, actually, now.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I don't either.
I think it was just the way he was on the video that day. Like, he just resembled Colin Firth.
I usually get Brad Pitt.
What? Those people are lying to you.
Those people don't exist.
Christmas. To keep it down to one word and keep everyone happy. That poem that you do every Christmas is awesome.
Yeah. It's getting harder because I'm running out of ideas.
But you're doing great every time.
Well, thank you.
You make it better every time.
Yeah, I even got a compliment from Justin on that. You told me I should, I should write children's books or something.
Come for him. I don't know if that's good or creepy.
Especially since he's the true hoe, because he'll whore himself out to promote anything that he's involved
in. Justin's a pretty good writer, so I'd take that as a good compliment.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say partner, because we started this together.
Oh, I thought that meant like a sex partner.
Why you gotta make it weird?
Is it weird though? If that's what you guys do in the bedroom, that's not my business.
Charmed Life for Aaron last night.
By the way, that song is dirty as You do not know how pornographic that semi-charm life song is until you see it at karaoke. And you know, Scott sang that last night, and I didn't know the words. I just knew the do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, you read the words, and it's like, I'm going to put it in you, and all kinds of other
shit. Baby Shark, or was that?
That sounded like Baby Shark.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Must be clear, though, he did drive over to your house for many years to do the podcast.
He did, yes.
I don't know what was going on at that time.
He did. And we started it together, so.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want to. Like, did you say my name?
That's just
like,
Aaron.
Aaron.
Dedicated rule follower.
Dedicated rule follower.
This sounds like Nazi term.
I think my newest one for Aaron is Jaws.
Jaws? Because it's a vacation movie.
No, it's not. All
right. Hitchcock.
Hitchcock, that works for me.
Stallone.
Yes.
Stallone. Hey, we're Stallone. Bring him in here.
It's hard to get in front of people.
Come on.
I know
you. I just showed up to say, hey, what's going on?
Tell us about your cruise experience, Stallone.
I jumped off.
Do you do any kind of like, do you adjust the voice when you do that, or is it just straight you?
No, I just do it.
Yeah.
I just make sure I drink some coffee and get a little deeper baritone when I do it. Because
otherwise, I just talk like this.
That just sounds.
That like one's scary. I don't like it.
Yeah. That sounds like Stallone had a couple drinks.
Notes.
I'm gonna break your
what's
rule.
What's
it? Notes.
Notes.
When you record a podcast with Aaron, he sits there with a notebook. And when you screw up, he writes down the times.
Yes, he does.
You can literally sit there and watch Aaron and go, oh, man, I just screwed up. He's pissed at me for something because he just wrote something down.
It just makes it easier to edit, man. I don't want to listen to the whole episode, so I just write down where I need to fix things. Johnny knows.
Yeah. Because I do it now for the half-hour power hour the whole time. I'm like, all right, got to fix that. Mm-hmm. Although I'm not as stringent as Aaron is, so I don't make the huge page of notes. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to cut that out. And then 5-10 minutes later, I'm gonna have to re-listen to that part.
Wasn't it easier though?
Oh yeah.
See, I can go just back to front. I don't have to listen to the whole damn thing because I just did it. I don't want to hear it again.
Courtney, you said you were gonna break the rule.
Yeah, I'm gonna break the rule and use a lot of words, but I think I would say inspirational and amazing because what you put together has brought us all together. So.
Look at that.
Technically, Brian put it together.
It was the two of you guys.
No.
You wouldn't have Brian here.
I wouldn't put it together if you didn't get it started.
Yeah.
Well, so.
I mean, you guys want to cuddle now? This is going to be really sweet.
No. We'll cuddle later.
We cuddled yesterday when he was really intoxicated.
When he was dressed like Mickey?
Yeah.
And wearing Mickey?
That was a good
without shoes.
Without shoes. Troy's got 4 words, apparently.
No, 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
You're a time mark.
People think I'm bad.
Yeah.
Go do a podcast with Troy.
I just want Brian to get charged. That's what I'm for. I'm looking for Brian, not you.
Do a podcast with Troy. Everything has 47 messages.
Well, you better hurry up because we have 4 minutes.
I know, we got 4 minutes.
All right, let me do mine. I will say, I'm going to call it one word, even though it's two, role model. Because the gaming outside would not be what it was today if I didn't have your inspiration, like somebody else mentioned. You know, attention to detail and just fastidious way of doing it and constantly keeping on people.
He's a teacher.
I know, but that's like I'm still trying to remember what it means. Yeah.
Right. Anal.
I got it.
No
worries.
We had a lot of F bombs already, so I was trying to keep it clean. But no, like I said, I wouldn't have had the successes with my own show if I didn't have your lead with the Hollywood Outsiders. So I appreciate it.
I would ditto that.
Two things before we wrap this up. Number one, my parents are here, so Mom and
Dad.
Which I love about them, so I'll make this personal thing. But my mom has been my inspiration for why I started the podcast and why I love movies, and I forgot to thank her when Troy and I won the Blacklist. Thanks, Mom, because you're the whole reason that this whole thing started and that we're all here. In a way.
Go, Mom!
I think you only listen to the Christmas episodes, right? She loves your
both. Aw.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, let me listen to my son's podcast. I love Scott's
He is the better half.
Yeah. Also, I've got something for you guys, but we'll do that after we wrap this up. But anybody want to say anything in closing as we wrap the podcast recording up?
Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a good group.
Thanks for doing the show.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing us all together.
I don't really like movies, but The Hoe is making me like movies.
Aww.
Aww. Yay. That's a great couple.
It is. Bring Brian back.
Hey, congratulations on making it to Rotten Tomatoes, because you've now officially joined the group of people you set out to, like, destroy.
We'll destroy them from within.
I want to go around. You guys get the last word. So, Amanda.
Why do you put me first? Don't put me first.
Because it's...
Go to Scott first.
Scott, go first.
What do you want me to do? Just say something in closing?
You know what, Brian, go first.
When you head to a theater, don't buy Scott's popcorn, because I've seen it and it's gross.
Dude, it's
wrong.
It's like a popcorn bucket of butter.
Yeah. It's just all butter.
So all good.
Yes, I will share it with you.
Yes.
Right. It's soaking wet.
By the way, this is our 8-year anniversary, and this is the first time we podcast together, all together.
In the same room, yeah.
In the same room, yeah. So, final words.
Even though I'm not a full-time member, it is still a huge honor and a pleasure to do this every so often. So, thank you guys for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for doing it still. And looking forward to see what else happens in the future.
All right, let me see what I need to do this right now. You know, I think it was a good time, and it's been awesome. I love everyone, even though Aaron's a dick sometimes.
I seriously thought you were going to, like, say something.
Sweet.
I thought you were going to start crying or something.
Like,
oh, my God.
How
have
you guys not figured that out yet? And then, I'm serious when he winds up like that.
And then all of a sudden, Bobcat Goldthwait as a puppet comes out.
Well, I guess I want to say thank you to, first and foremost, Aaron and Johnny for letting me be part of this.
You're welcome!
To the puppet and Stallone. And for making it a pretty incredible experience, and to everybody who listens to the podcast for continuing to listen and support us.
I just want to say thanks to everybody for coming to this shindig. This is a lot of fun. It's really cool to interact with you guys on the Facebook group, and I text some of you guys personally and all that, but getting us all together and just hanging out for a week is really great. And here's to another 8 years.
Let's slow down. He's up on that. First up, I want to say thank you to the wives.
Yeah.
Jane, Stephanie, Courtney, Tracy, you're included too, because I work with Troy quite a bit. We take up a lot of their time.
They call themselves the podcast widows.
Podcast widows.
That's what they've been calling themselves.
We're going to start a podcast about being podcast
widows.
That's actually a really good idea.
We spend a lot of time talking to other people instead of them. So that has to be exhausting or thrilling. I really think it just depends on your perspective in most days. But they make it possible for us to do this. And thanks to everybody in this room and everybody listening, because I think this has just been a fantastic ride. We've had a lot. And also Krista McCumber, too. I don't want to leave her out. Thanks to
Absolutely.
Her, too. We've had a really fun ride doing this. I think we've all had experiences from it that have led to friendships and relationships and just, like, a crazy, crazy life. It's been weird. And thank you to Scott and Brian and John and Amanda and Justin and...
The room next door is having an awesome party.
Yeah, right. Right next door, man. Because
we're going to break in there.
Hang out with them.
Yeah.
Amazing time.
Slide those things open and just make it a big party.
Yeah. But thanks, everybody. And I think that'll do it. So that closes it up. So thanks for coming to the Hollywood Outsider podcast recording, the live recording.
Yay! Yeah, you have to.
Go buy pop. Go.
What?
Let the ship get drunk.
Next time you go to the theater.
Next time you go to the theater, buy.
The popcorn is not free.
Oh, no.
The popcorn by the movie theater and the ship is $2.50.
What?
Yes.
You're supposed to support these popcorn.
You literally
people.
Get everything free, but popcorn?
Yes.
Buy popcorn. That's fine, but that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Thank you for listening.
yeah, plug Wanderstruck Travel. We are done. That was the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Anything in parting you want to say, Amanda? Is there anything in parting as we close this shit up?
Just a big thank you to Brian for putting that cruise together, because he did a really nice job. And he got all of our meetup. Oh, I'm sorry. He worked with Aaron to get the meetup set up. Whatever.
I mean, I didn't want to say it, but.
But you were about to say it.
No, I was just going to wait for you to understand.
But a big thank you to those guys for putting it together and getting all of our people together, and to everybody who has listened and stuck around with all of the changes of the Hollywood Outsider.
Oh, you mean when you came on board?
Well, that too.
I thought they were all going to leave.
Me too. I was afraid.
Like, what happened?
I'm surprised that they haven't left yet. Because of me.
I agree. Well, they're still waiting for you to finish a sentence, so what are you gonna
right.
do?
Right.
What?
Well, that's
ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum.
That's one of the reasons why I always finish the sentence like open. So they God damn it, I wanted to leave, but he didn't finish what he was saying. I gotta figure out what he says.
You're so
I'm odd. Not that important.
Anything in closing, John?
That was so
You're
sad.
Very important.
You are.
I can't make a logo.
Your skills are valuable, not you as a person, he's saying, but your skills.
Yeah, your skills are what make people
you
valuable.
Know what I want to say is, again, thank you to Brian, but I want to most importantly say thank you to people like Craig Schermerhorn, and why is Craig the only name coming to my name, my forefront, Tyler Seaver, and Mandy. Mm-hmm. She was wonderful, and like everything, I just want to say thank you to you guys for coming along, and everybody else that I'm too stupid to remember your name for at the moment. I know you are in abstract, but at the moment I'm going blank. Love you guys, and hopefully we'll do this again.
And I'm going to say thanks to everybody for listening all these years. It's really made this worth it. You know, if we win an award, that's fantastic. We've won an award, that's also fantastic. But really, you guys tuning in every week is really what makes it worthwhile. So thank you so much. And I love all the conversations in the group. I hope, if you haven't joined yet, I hope you do join the Facebook group, The Hollywood Outsider. Once again, hope you enjoyed the audio. I thought it was a lot of fun. I know some of it was hard to hear, but you trust us. In spirit, it was a fantastic time. So hopefully next time we'll get to see you on the cruise ship. And by the way, if you're looking at your podcast app, you should be able to see the picture, because I'm going to use that as the MP3 artwork, is the picture that we had created by Dustin Baker, who designed our caricatures and made the, or it'll be on the website at thehollywoodoutsider.com, one of those.
It's in the group.
Well, whatever. It's in the group. You could see the picture that we had made for the cruise. It was pretty fantastic.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty well crafted.
And Aaron was so kind as to get them printed and framed for the peeps
that
to take
it.
With them.
Yep.
I have it up on the wall over there.
Do you?
Yeah.
How's it look?
Good talk.
Okay.
It looks, I'm pointing the camera at it, right?
Oh, because that's good for audio.
That's great podcast.
It looks great.
You know what?
Right behind that shelf and the books over there. And
I was just waiting for some like cool comment. No, I'm going to point the camera at it so you can see. You can comment on this episode in our Facebook group or on Twitter or on thehollywoodoutsider.com. Our email is feedback@thehollywoodoutsider.com. We're going to have our fall movie preview on our Patreon page. So go to patreon.com/thehollywoodoutsider and we'll have our fall movie preview. It will be our episode bonus this month there. You can subscribe on Pandora now. We're on Spotify. We're also on your preferred podcast app. And remember, you can find John's artwork on Insta and everywhere else at rjohndraws, Amanda and Veronica's Marshmallows, me and Smirk, and Presenting Hitchcock. Remember, the next time you head to a theater, buy some popcorn, where it's $2.50 on a cruise ship and everything else is free, and I still can't understand that.
Yeah, I was about to bring up the whole, like, because when I was editing the video, I got to re-experience you getting upset about how much the popcorn cost.
Such bullshit. Seriously. This is the downfall of America. This is why China is winning.
Oh, boy.
All right. Bye.